2 Kings chapter 1. Now Moab rebelled against Israel after the death of Ahab. And Ahaziah fell through the window in his upper room in Samaria and was wounded. And he sent messengers and said to them, Go and inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron, whether I will survive this injury. Then the angel of the Lord said to Elijah the Tishbite, Arise and go up to meet the king of Samaria's messengers, and say to them, Is it for want of God in Israel that you are going to consult with Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron? So this is what the Lord says, You shall not come down from the bed onto which you have gone up, but you shall surely die. And Elijah departed. Then, when the messengers returned to Ahaziah, he said to them, What have you returned for? And they said to him, A man came up to meet us, and he said to us, Go, return to the king who sent you, and say to him, This is what the Lord says, Is it for want of God in Israel that you are sending messengers to inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron? That is why you shall not come down from the bed which you went up into, but you shall surely die. Then he said to them, What were the characteristics of the man who came up to meet you and told you these things? And they said to him, A hairy man, girded with a leather belt round his waist. And he said, He is Elijah the Tishbite. Then he sent a commander of 50 to him with his 50 men. And he went up to Elijah, and there he was, sitting on the top of the mountain. And he said to him, You man of God, the king says, Come down. To this Elijah answered and said to the commander of 50, If I am a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50. And fire came down from heaven and consumed him and his 50. Then Ahaziah sent to him again, another commander of 50 and his 50 men. And he addressed Elijah and said to him, You man of God, this is what the king says, come down quickly. To this Elijah answered and said to them, If I am a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50. And fire of God came down from heaven and consumed him and his 50. Then he sent again, a commander of a third 50 with his 50 men. And the third commander of 50 went up and arrived there. And he knelt down opposite Elijah and appealed to him and said to him, O man of God, please let my life and the life of these 50 servants of yours be considered valuable in your sight. Look, fire came down from heaven and consumed the first two commanders of 50 and their 50 men each. So now let my life be considered valuable in your sight. Then the angel of the Lord said to Elijah, Go down with him, do not be afraid of him. So he arose and went down with him to the king. And he said to the king, This is what the Lord says, It is because you sent messengers to consult Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron, as if for want of God in Israel, to consult his word, that you will not come down from your bed onto which you have gone up, but you will surely die. And he did die, according to the word of the Lord which Elijah spoke. And Jehoram reigned in his place, in the second year of Jehoram the son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, because Ahaziah did not have a son. And the rest of the exploits of Ahaziah, which he undertook, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel?